There's a great scene in the classic movie Casablanca when the corrupt chief of police feigns shock that there is gambling taking place in the back room of a popular establishment. As he is closing down the establishment with the excuse that the gambling is not permitted, an attendant hands him his winnings. This scene recently came to mind when I saw one of Tiger Woods' many mistresses interviewed on TV trying to get out her side of the story. At one point in the interview, she said she was shocked to learn that she wasn't the only woman with whom Tiger was having an affair. Shocked? Why was she shocked? Here was a woman having an affair with a married man, a man who publicly and repeatedly talked about the importance of family and marriage, and yet he was having a secret affair. What would make her think that if he was willing to misrepresent himself to his wife, that he wouldn't do so to one of his mistresses? It seems to me that the last thing she should have been was shocked. Rather, she should have assumed that if he was willing to lie to the mother of his children, he would also lie to a woman he met at a disco. If you're having an affair with someone who lies, one shouldn't be surprised if you're a lie too. People who are willing to bend the rules for themselves in one situation are likely to do so again. Thus, I want to take this opportunity to give Notre Dame, the university, a warning. Don't be surprised when the new head football coach you just hired walks out on the university and the team just weeks before the biggest game of your team's career. For that is exactly what Brian Kelly, the new head coach, did to the University of Cincinnati. He had been hired several years ago by UC, and he transformed a less than successful team into a powerhouse. This year, Cincinnati's football team went undefeated, which landed them in the Sugar Bowl. An amazing achievement, a jewel in the crown of an incredible career. But Brian Kelly, he had to tell his team, university supporters, staff, and university officials that he wasn't going to be coaching the team through the last most important of games because he was offered another job, and he needed to leave before the season was over. Yep, you guessed it. He was hired by Notre Dame. So they shouldn't be surprised when he does the same thing to them in several years when another dream job is offered to him before the season is over. I'm annoyed at Kelly. No, not because I'm a football fan, but because I believe his actions send all the wrong messages to his current and future players, and it sends all the wrong messages to the students at both universities. His actions say, your word isn't your bond, that you don't have to finish what you've begun if something better comes along. And for all those radio talk show hosts that say he didn't have a choice but to take the job when it was offered, endorses a society in which not just Kelly, but everyone is encouraged to think only of themselves and bail before the task is finished. And I can't help but wonder about the officials at Notre Dame. I thought their job was to help educate and create the leaders of the future. Individuals who not only have the intellectual skills, but also the moral backbone to handle the challenges that life offers. Why would the officials of Notre Dame raid another university just weeks before the big game? Couldn't they have waited a few weeks? Wouldn't they have respected Kelly even more if he had said to them, no, not now. I'm going to finish what I've begun because I want those I lead to know that not only do I expect that kind of behavior from them, that I expect it from myself as well. Wouldn't the students of both universities have learned a more important lesson if Notre Dame had simply announced it was interested in speaking to Kelly but wasn't going to act until the season was over? But unfortunately, they didn't. And once more, the culture of self-serving behavior by Kelly and Notre Dame is played out for all to see. And don't even get me started about Governor Sarah Palin, who stepped down before her elected term was over. For those in high-profile positions should always remember, students learn not from what we say, but what we do. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. I want to wish you a happy Hanukkah, invite you to look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.